We will start on 1289 because we didn't finish that on Friday, and then we will just take them in order. And we had gotten through on 1289. We had finished with the proponents and the opponents and the questions, and Representative Van Etten, as the sponsor, we were going to give him a couple, 3 minutes to just summarize and any rebuttal. Good morning. And again, anyone testifying this morning, please make sure you have signed in.
Good morning. Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Don Van Etten, District 33, Rapid City. I'm not going to take very much of your time. I'm sorry I got called out on Friday and had to go to talk on another bill. My feeling about this bill is that I really feel that we should have a proactive committee which looks at the usage of drugs as far as the Medicaid program is concerned. My current understanding is that we do have a drug utilization review committee, which consists of two MDs and four pharmacists, but according to my discussions with the secretary, it appeared to me that the only function of this, or the greatest function, and most of the time the only function of this particular committee, is to review the utilization of drugs after the fact in nursing home situations. I really feel that we need a proactive pharmacy and therapeutics committee which looks at things before they happen, and that this would be a protection for the usage of drugs, both as far as the appropriateness and as far as the pricing is concerned for the state of South Dakota. And I'll be very brief. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. We will now close the public hearing, on House Bill 1289 for committee discussion and or action. Representative Davis.
Madam Chair and members of the committee, after looking at all of the pros and cons the other day, I kind of got the feeling that the process we're using now is they make a decision, and then the only public input is at the rules thing. That's kind of letting the horse out of the barn and then trying to put him back in the stall. I believe that the new process would allow the input before the decision making, and that's generally the way it should be, so I would move do pass.
It has been moved by Representative Davis, do pass on House Bill 1289. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Pitts. Is there any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, just one comment. Again, by federal Medicaid rules, we are able to set any drugs on prior authorization with the P&T committee's discussion and review. Many states are looking at this same issue as to how is it that we create a more effective use of drugs within our Medicaid system. The secretary has committed to trying to save $3 million out of the Medicaid drug budget. We're still looking at a 50 plus million in the drug budget for this next year. And if we look at the new P&T committee that will be composed of physicians and pharmacists, the idea, as he mentioned, is where is the process? Do we start with some public input at the front or at the end at the rules? Again, that P&T committee will have the authority to review all of the drugs within those therapeutic classes, make the recommendation to the governor. Again, we do, within the federal Medicaid rules, he at that point in time can accept or deny the recommendation of the P&T committee. Again, the point is, when do we have the public input? I agree with the do pass motion. I think sometimes it's good to have it at the beginning. The P&T committee, again, will take that and do with it as they wish. Again, looking at not only cost in this process, but the clinical data as well. So again, I would encourage a do pass as well. Any other committee discussion? Seeing none, Representative Hunhoff.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think if one would understand in the private sector, and when I say private sector, if you're looking at hospital settings and clinics, you see this kind of process occurring in those facilities as an oversight and a review of the appropriateness of the medications based on what the utilization, what the new products are are out there, and the other is the cost effectiveness. So I think if that is a common practice that is out there in that segment of the population, when you're looking at Medicaid and the coverage on that, I would think that that same process should be followed at that level also.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, the motion is to do pass on House Bill 1289. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Aye.
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 McCoy. Aye. Aye. House Bill 1289, do pass motion, receiving a majority of the members elect present, passes. It has been moved consent by Representative McCoy.
No.
No.